Oh, hi. Fancy meeting you here.
All right. That elevator music sounds like ass.
Where's Zio? Oh.
There's the man of the hour.
There's the man.
Now we can start our shitty podcast, which is probably going to get us nowhere in life.
Should we make
Well,
an
that's
introduction?
okay. It's fine. Maybe.
Should we make an introduction like this is Zell, Zion, and Zero's podcast?
Welcome. My name is Guy Fieri. Welcome to Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives.
We're heading to Flavor Town.
It's pronounced Fieri. It's not Fury. Did you know that?
Really?
Yes.
I had no clue.
Yeah.
It's not important.
Damn.
This is not important. We're gonna die soon. So.
It'll be sooner if you don't stop asking questions.
I'm not even asking questions.
It's fine.
Welcome to Triple Z. Prepare to waste like 30 minutes of your life listening.
And brain cells.
You'll be brain dead by the end of this.
Why is it my only that my hands are sweating?
Y'all are getting brain cells?
What,
Whoa.
you didn't
Whoa.
get any?
No, God didn't give me shit.
I only got a couple, but I mean, I could give you one.
Okay, is PayPal okay?
What? In the mail.
Yeah,
Hopefully it'll get
right?
lost.
I don't trust UPS shipping that shit. It's gonna leak some brain cells. I'm almost finished sewing up this arm. Don't ask whose arm I'm sewing up. Just know that I'm sewing up an arm.
You ever just shove a whole monster can down your throat? I will take that as a yes.
Sir, I think that's called pornography. This is a great fucking intro for
I love it.
Okay, I was thinking like of putting the name of the podcast, putting like the genre or something completely different than it already is. Like kid show.
Yes.
Like imagine like a mom putting her kid to bed and the boy's like, "Mommy, play that podcast." Okay, John, but only for 30 minutes before you go to bed. You click on fucking Triple Z, and you just hear. You ever just shove a whole monster can down your throat?
You ever
Yes.
shove a whole bottle of jelly? What? I'm just laughing. Don't make fun of me. Bro, are you good? Okay, take your time.
Do you want me to be very descriptive about what just happened? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have tears streaming down my face at the moment. I just got done drinking a bunch of that carbonated water, and then I like kind of got up a bit because I'm kind of laying down at an angle, and then I just burped really loud since you could hear me. Then I threw up a bit. And then I got up again, and I kind of threw up, and I started coughing. So,
Are you okay?
you need to go
yeah,
to
I
the
am.
hospital.
No, I am okay now. That'll make for some good
How many episodes of
want
this do you
to die.
think you're gonna make before we get banned from Spotify?
Could you guys hear it though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear you dying.
Oh god.
Just saying.
Okay. Okay, so
we're getting rid of that.
Have either of you watched 365 Days?
No.
No, and I don't think I plan on it anytime soon.
So can I please tell you all what happens in it?
Yeah.
Please do.
Okay, so the girl, her name's Laura. She's pretty. She has a boyfriend, and, like, he's cheating on her, but she doesn't know that yet.
Oh.
And, so, like, there's this dude, Massimo, yeah, that's his name, I think. I don't care if I'm pronouncing it wrong. Sue me. What are you gonna do, eat my ass? But, give me a minute.
What are you gonna do,
Maybe you will. But, Massimo, that douche nut, here's the thing. It's literally like the excuse me? Like, the movie itself is basically just porn on Netflix.
Oh. I think I have a bit of internal bleeding.
It's fine. But, freaking, oh shit. Anyway, and he saw Laura one time at an airport or whatever, and then ever since then, he was determined to find her, and he finally finds her, but, like, in his house, there's, like, pictures of her that he just has hanging up, like, a big portrait of her. So, and he had a girlfriend. But then he kidnaps her when because it was her birthday or whatever, and there was a party. And then he kidnaps her, and then he's like, "You have 365 days to fall in love with me, and if nothing changes, then I'll just take you back." Yeah. Anyway, she tries to leave, and then his signature line, and I hate it so much, what he says whenever you want to. Just thinking about the way he says it. You wanna know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, "Are you lost, baby girl?" to her all the time.
What?
And he says, "Are you lost, baby girl?" And you wanna know the way he says it, because he has an accent. Whenever he says girl, it's like, "Are you lost, baby girl?" And you kind of sit there like someone. Baby grill, imagine.
Are you lost, baby?
Sounds like. Are you lost, baby grill?
Sounds like he was a hardcore simp over her.
He's a hard daddy dom. Anyway.
Ooh.
He literally is.
Something smells like throw up, and I don't know what it is because I didn't throw up.
That's exciting.
Blame the cat.
There you go. But overall, the movie is just trash. And then in the end, they get married. They're gonna get married, right? But because he's in a mafia, and then like they're like something about families or whatever, and like he can't. He's not supposed to be with her. And so, in the end, she gets killed.
Yeah.
Before they get married.
Who gets the body?
So that's exciting. Huh?
Who gets the body?
Who do you think gets the body?
What do you mean, who gets the body?
The midwife. What do you mean, who gets the body?
Don't you know that every time someone in a mafia relationship is killed, someone's gonna get the body? It's like when you get divorced, who gets the kids?
I didn't know that. I thought they were gonna, like, take him to a taxidermy and stuff him.
Oh, yeah, they were gonna stuff her, all right.
Big penis. But here's the thing, in the movie too, like in the beginning, Massimo, they're on a plane, and like he gets his pee-pee sucked by the flight attendant, and you know what, she was actually sucking his penis.
Like,
but she was driving the plane,
like, you could see it. You could see it because like the camera moved down and his pee-pee was out.
Ew.
And it was in her mouth.
Wow, Netflix.
Wow. You should try watching the movie Love.
Oh, yeah. It has a whole cum shot and everything.
Oh.
Although the main character has a really tiny dick.
Dick is actually small.
It is. It's actually really, really small.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah. Even I would have a bigger dick than him, and I'm a girl.
I already have a bigger pee-pee than him. That's gonna look real nice.
Anyway. How many episodes do you think we're gonna get on Spotify before we get taken down?
I don't know.
For inappropriate content.
Remy, shut the hell up.
Shut. I said that to my aunt earlier because we were laughing over some, and I just went shut, and she was like, and she was like, "Hey," and I was like, "Shut."
Ooh, let's play a game.
Okay, Jigsaw.
Okay, Jigsaw. Jesus.
Remy, shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
All right, let's
your intestines.
Let's play Truth or Truth. So it's basically we're sharing embarrassing stories about each other, but with the fun name of Truth or Truth.
Okay.
Let me pull up the question. Oh yeah, and you have to answer.
Okay.
You have no choice.
Let me. I'm just gonna read off of everything here. What is your favorite body part about you? Like, what's your favorite physical feature about you?
My jawline.
Accurate.
I have a sharp jawline, and it's beautiful.
My legs are my feet, obviously.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, does it? It sounds fine. I put my headphones in.
Yeah. The question was, what is your favorite physical feature on you?
I'd have to say my almost non-existent freckles on my face. I mean, I have some on my nose. And then probably, if you're talking like a body part, my eyes.
Well, I meant like just physical feature.
What?
I meant like just physical feature.
I can't hear you.
Physical feature. What's your favorite physical feature?
Freckles. 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 Freckles.
Okay, next question. What in this group of people, what is your favorite physical feature about everyone else?
Okay, let's see. Z, I'm gonna have to go with...
Which fucking Z?
You.
This is the triple Z, bitch.
Eat a dick. Zell, let's... Your voluptuous butt. And then what?
It's voluptuous.
It's like thick, majestic.
All right.
Fat with a pH.
Right.
Voluptuous.
All right. What else were you expecting?
My tits.
Oh, well, I was thinking about it, but...
After that little photo shoot.
Alright. No, don't shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Alright, zero. Z. Other Z. Let's go. Okay. Your eyes.
Thank you.
You have some really pretty eyes.
My turn. Zero. I love your eyes as well.
Thank you.
You just have nice eyes in general.
Indeed.
And
your titties.
It is your turn, Zero.
Oh, what? Okay. Zell, your ears are pretty nice.
What the fuck? You have some really nice ears.
Your skin is so pretty. I can't wait to wear it.
Your skin is beautiful. I cannot wait to have it on my wall.
What, did you want me to say earlobes? Because I have to say ears.
Nice earlobes.
Is it Zion or Zion? I can never tell.
It's Zion. What?
I like your jaw. Your jawline is pretty nice.
Thank you.
Yes.
Next question.
Let's see. The strangest off-limits crush.
The what?
Strangest off-limits crush.
My social studies teacher. In middle school. In middle school. He has a wife and a kid.
How old is he? I'm glad that I'm not the only one. Same. My math teacher is sixth grade.
He literally just turned, 33.
Oh. Oh, my God. My social studies teacher in sixth grade had the nicest ass ever.
That's amazing.
It was perfectly round. What?
That's nice. I would love that.
So, Zero. Who's that off limits crush of yours?
Don't say it's your dad.
Ew.
What's a dad?
What the fuck is a dad?
I don't know. Can it be a celebrity?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sebastian Stan or Keanu Reeves. I don't know.
Oh my God, yes, Stan. All right.
Is that the last one?
When was the last time you cried?
Yesterday at 5 a.m.
3 hours ago.
Beat that. A couple minutes ago.
Oh my God.
Well, at least yours wasn't at 5 a.m. and you...
Mine was at 4. Mine was at 3 a.m.
I don't remember asking.
Well, you didn't, but I gave an answer.
I was on the floor and I was violently crying.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
and then I grabbed a blanket and then I slept for 2 seconds.
Oh, 2 seconds. Wow.
A world record.
Also, record for me, boys.
Yesterday, I had, the biggest mental breakdown yesterday. I just covered myself in red paint and threw myself onto the wall and cried.
What?
I just covered myself in red paint, threw myself against the wall and cried.
Why did you have that idea? How did you get that idea?
Don't question the mastermind.
Okay, I'm sorry. Jesus. Okay, next question.
Let's see. What is the most unbelievable lie you've ever told? What's a lie that you've told that seems so unbelievable?
That I don't like girls. I've been lying about that for 3 years.
We've been
making almost 4.
Let's see. Most unbelievable lie.
Ooh. In the fifth grade, we had to make something called a shoebox project, which is basically we pulled random things out of a hat, and we got a state, and we had to make a little like experiment thing.
Little that sounds cookie. Horrible.
It was. I got Arkansas.
Ew. That's where I.
And we had to do that, and literally my dog fucking ate it the day before it was due. And I said my dog ate it. And she's like, "That's what the old thing. Can bring it back tomorrow." And I said, "Oh, all right, bet, bitch." And so I brought in a plastic bag the shit that my dog. Oh. I put it shit in it. I said, "Here you go, bitch." It still had a little piece of the egg. And it was like,
oh no!
God.
It's just like, she gave me 100 on it. Oh. She said for scaring me.
Well, I guess that's basically Arkansas, right?
Yep, that's shit! I've lived there for like 8 years. Let's see. Next question.
I just saw a video of Peaches making out with a dog.
What the fuck? Ugh.
Continue.
You skipped me.
Oh, yeah. You answered the question, Zero. Also, that video when she was making out with the dog, she choked the dog out afterwards.
What the fuck?
She what?
Not important right now. Continue.
No, what? What did...
Answer the question. Answer the question.
No, what did you say?
Question.
Can I tell her?
Mm-hmm.
I'm older than all of you.
I don't
care.
What
the fuck?
She chokes the dog to death.
Was it all on camera?
Yeah. I have the video saved.
I do too.
That woman has some real problems.
Anyway, answer the question.
I also have a video of her hitting babies and throwing babies.
Answer the question.
Actually, you know what? I'm gonna skip because I can't think of anything. So,
okay,
right,
all right. Next question.
Let's see. What is something your mom doesn't know about you?
I mean, she knows I'm bi. I can't say that. She doesn't know. I don't know.
What doesn't your mom know?
My mom doesn't know that. Okay. My mom doesn't know how bad my social anxiety is because she, like, every time I talk to her about it, she's kind of like, shut. And I'm like, thanks. I'm like, thank you. I'm just like, okay. And I'm just like, next time you force me to go in anywhere and I start crying in the middle of like Dollar Tree or some crap, don't be alarmed.
I don't think she's going to be alarmed. That shit happens all the time at Dollar Tree.
She's probably just going to be like, God damn it. Get the fuck out of there.
You're making a scene.
You're making a scene. Get out of the aisle.
Don't worry. It's only a phase.
God damn. Shut.
Zero, what does your mom not know about you?
That you're gay.
But I'm not.
Not yet.
That's what you want us to think.
Don't worry. There's only time. No. I don't know.
Dude, Regina George got a big forehead. Anyway.
Anyways. That I stole her dog. It's right here with me.
Oh. Animals.
Okay, next question.
Do you steal kids too?
No. But I'm working on that.
God.
Oh, okay. My mom doesn't know that my nudes get leaked on the daily. Jesus.
Oh, it's Christ. Fine. It happens to all of us.
Not me, because I don't take any.
Well, man, all I do is I just send them to random people saying, here you go, bitch.
Why?
Here you go. On them.
Give them to people here's they the know. Thing.
Zell.
If they get caught, if people, it's just kind of like, haha, you're in trouble, bitch.
You're child pornography, bitch.
Exactly.
And when they ask me why I'm taking news, I'm saying, I'm watching my weight. It's medical.
Medical issues, Jesus.
And literally, you can get away with anything by saying it's medical.
That's very accurate. You could just be like, medical issues, and they're kind of like, oh, okay.
That's why I got out of really, but I got out of work. I said my blood sugar low all the time.
All right, next question.
I don't want to ask this one.
Next, ask.
It's a podcast. Ask.
Oh my! It's not good. I fucking promise you.
Ask.
Ask.
How was your first sexual experience?
Haven't really had one. Trauma. I mean, I have.
See,
I have.
I'd say mine was traumatizing.
I have, technically. I made out with someone in a theater in 7th grade.
What's a theater?
Whoa.
A movie theater, dumbass.
Oh!
I don't know, I have to go with Zell. Mine was a bit traumatizing. I wouldn't really count it as a sexual experience, but yeah.
Well, yeah, we all virgins then.
Yeah. Anyway.
Continue. Question. If someone were to go through, if any of you were to go through my room, what would you be surprised to find?
I've probably seen everything that surprised me. I'm sorry.
I think the only thing that you'd be surprised to find is my baby heads. My baby head collection. But
what about it?
What do you mean, what?
No, what the fuck is it called?
It's a baby head collection. It's just a collection of baby heads, bro.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Knowing you.
Just wait.
Or my hostages.
I wouldn't be surprised either, actually.
I'd probably be more surprised about the baby heads.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
If you went through my room, I think the thing you'd most be surprised about is
oh.
Me. I don't know. What is the giant 9-inch cock that's under my desk?
I don't know.
Alright, Zero, it's your turn.
You know, I have a jacket in my room. We used spray paint, you know?
I remember that.
I was gonna put one of those, like...
Finger circle? You know, the okay thing?
You got them. When you look down at your leg, and then there's the hand. You know, the okay symbol? But it turned out as a white supremacy symbol, so it's stuck on my jacket forever. Right on the back in yellow spray paint.
Oh god.
Because we did it upside down on accident, the wrong way. I'm sorry, I have like the hiccups.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some. Or you know, just you make mistakes. Now I'm gonna have to. It's just sitting in my room.
The white supremacy jacket.
When you accidentally make a white supremacy jacket. When you accidentally make a white supremacy jacket. So that's a little gem that I have. I might burn it sometime, but only with you guys. Please, you guys need to be here for it.
What did you want to be? What did you want to be when you? These fucking hiccups, I can't do shit. What did you want to be when you grew up when you were 8? You were 8 years old.
When what?
Okay, what did you want to be when you grew up when you were 8 years old?
When I was 8, I wanted to be an engineer.
Ooh.
Zero. Ouch.
Why was there such a pause and then, ooh?
Anyway, continue. My feelings aren't hurt.
Well, that's a good idea. Being an engineer is great.
I don't want to be an engineer anymore. I want to be a body piercer.
Okay.
Ooh. What did you want to be, Zero?
I wanted to be a veterinarian, but after finding out that I probably had to stick my hand up an animal's ass, I don't think so.
It's a hard pass.
But now I want to be an FBI agent. So
are you sure you don't want to stick your arm up an animal's anus?
I'm sure.
Like, have you seen videos of people shoving their whole arm up a cow's ass?
I don't want to remember.
When I was 8, okay, let me think. When I was 8, that was my parents first got divorced. Fuck. I wanted to be dead.
that's accurate. Me too.
But now I want to be an actor.
Wow. That's a good idea.
Let's see.
Alright, next question.
Who here do you find the most attractive?
Myself. I'm kidding. I am utterly ugly.
No, you're not.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not.
Both of you but me. No, besides me.
You have to give
me
one fucking answer.
No.
Okay, I'm not gonna make the choose. I basically just asked a bisexual to choose one.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Now I don't want to pick one and make the other feel bad.
Zoe's really pretty, so that's my choice. I agree, Zoe. I'm leaving both of you I'm leaving you in the dust, okay? I chose.
Okay. Yeah, I choose Man Zoe. Up. I choose Man Zion. Up,
choose.
Ah!
Why?
Zion, you're just
sexy. I'm sorry. I messed up. I wish we could cut that out.
Do what?
I accidentally slipped a real name in.
Well, half of our names start with Z anyway, so it's cool.
Yeah.
I just screamed. I hope I didn't wake up my parents. Oh my god. The Alexa just went off. And it said.
They might think. Continue.
Okay. The Alexa. The Alexa. And
they might think. They might think that you're getting your. They might think that you're getting your cheeks clapped.
What the fuck? The Alexa out in the kitchen just said motion detected at the front. At the garage.
Oh, oh no.
Turning my... I don't want to turn my light off, no.
Yeah, please turn your light off.
Turn your light off. There may be a murderer. Actually, if you want to die...
No. Okay.
If it was me personally, I would walk out there and be like, alright, come get me.
My body is ready.
My body is ready.
Next question. What was the strangest game you used to play as a kid?
Well, we used to play Truth or Dare, and I'd always dare people to kiss me. And it was always girls.
Well, that says something, doesn't it?
quiet. Don't expose me.
Me and a couple of my friends used to play this game where, like, it was only when it was really sunny, and we'd use our shadows to beat the shit out of the other shadows.
I think I'm gonna throw up. Continue.
Is your mom?
Don't laugh.
What was the strangest game you played as a kid?
I don't know. The Atari was pretty whack.
What?
I love Atari, though, but, you know, that's all I got.
Next question.
Or Purple Place.
Ooh, Purple Place is superior.
Yeah,
it is. It scared me, but I loved it at the same time. So, like, I have mixed feelings.
Let's see. Who is the most boring person here?
Me. Okay, settled. Next question.
Oh.
Who here is the least likely to do anything with their life?
Me.
Next question.
Okay, next question.
Reveal a secret thought that you've had about someone in this group.
I don't know.
What's that noise?
I don't know if I want to say it.
Say it. It's a podcast.
Okay. It's about...
What's more?
Okay, so zero.
Yes.
I've thought about making out with you quite a bit.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. I'm flattered, but I'm straight, man. But I probably knew that. We probably knew that.
That's a quote. I'm flattered, but I'm straight.
Flattered.
I'm flattered, but I'm straight.
I have a boyfriend.
I should have laughed.
The funny part is I have a boyfriend. It makes it all better.
Okay, something that I've had a thought about in this group. Zion, I wanted to do one of those blood vials with you.
Oh, I'm down.
What? Really?
Yeah, I asked my boyfriend. I asked him, I'm like, hey, would you be mad if I like sent you a vial of my blood like in a necklace? And he was like, no. And he was just like, but what if like it breaks? And I'm just like, what would you? He's like, I'd lick it up. And I'm just like, bro. And then he's like, but what if I drop it or something? And someone asks, what is that? Oh, it's just my girlfriend's blood. And it's, oh my god.
Period blood?
No.
I can provide some for you next month. Like, if you drop it and someone says, what is that? It's my secret strawberry jam vial.
My secret.
I put it on my phone.
All right, Zero, your turn.
Okay, Zell. This is not inappropriate in any way. But how do you get your... Fun. Why is your hair so fluffy? Is it just curly?
It's so innocent. Okay, my hair is naturally really curly. Like, when I was, like...
Give me some of your jeans.
Bitch, I'm wearing pants.
I have that's like I have curly hair, but it's so damaged that it just no.
I used to be curly. Well, I used to be straight, but I got so damaged that now I'm not straight.
Why do you think I have to straighten my hair?
The only straight you'll ever be. When I was like two, My hair looked like them fucking Arby's fries. Yeah, and my hair is just super, and how I fluff it is I throw my head, like, I lean, and then I take my brush and I brush it, like, it's like brushing it, but the wrong way. I take it from the nape of my neck, and I bring it all the way down.
I see.
And then that's what makes it really fluffy. I basically have an afro.
The Boston Legal guy is really ugly.
Whenever my hair was really short, I basically had an afro.
Ooh. I wish I knew that, what that would be like. But my hair is straight.
Have you ever done anything illegal besides the obvious, like having a sip of alcohol when you were underage or speeding?
Yeah. I'm not going to elaborate, but yeah.
Yeah.
I trespassed on someone's property.
Ooh, little rebel.
Oh, you little baddie.
All grown up. Oh my god. I was called a baddie the other day. I didn't know how the fuck to feel about it.
This girl that I met her from Omegle, yeah, whatever. And she was like, oh, what do you look like? And then she was like, you're a little baddie. And I'm like, how do I respond?
Just say I'm sorry and move on.
Literally, I was like, I apologize. And she was like, for what? Sorry.
Like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, how am I going to react when my boyfriend calls me a baddie?
How does one react if your significant other calls you a baddie?
I mean, I'm all for the cute nickname, but...
My boyfriend just calls me slut.
My ex-boyfriend.
Baddie. My informal. Noun. Informal. A villain or criminal in a story. Except... Oh my god, Chef. The movie Chef. Is that a rat?
Okay, next question.
Next question.
Next question.
I am looking at it. Let's see. Oh no, these are a bit steamy questions.
Tell us.
Oh no.
If you got to have a threesome with anybody in this group, who would it be with and why?
Well, there's only three of us, so...
I know!
It just makes sense.
It just makes sense.
It's almost like it's meant to be.
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I'll get ahead of you.
No.
Okay, next question.
Next question.
Have you ever sexted anyone?
No.
Next question.
Different question.
That one doesn't need to be answered.
It does. Oh? It can go
on. All right.
It can go on.
Let's see. It's totally not legal to do this, but if it were, what would it be? And what would you... Like, it's a fill in the blank. It's totally not legal to do this, but if it were... ..
It's totally not legal to steal, but if it were...
I would steal.
I still do. Anyway.
Let's see. It's totally not legal, but if it were, I would probably... I'm gonna fucking shove a... 32 pack of Crayola markers up my dad's ass and kick him into the river.
Oh no. Okay. Wait, how is that totally not legal though?
You're right!
What if he likes it?
He probably would.
Fucking pussy. Next question.
What about me?
Oh yeah.
I forget it. Come on. Okay, what was the question?
this is a fill in the blank. It's totally not legal to do this, but if it were.
It's totally not legal to do this. Murder, I don't know. If it were, I would kill an insect.
You know how many people would be dead by now?
A lot.
Probably a lot.
From just me alone.
Can I be next?
No.
What about
Why?
Me?
No.
I thought you said you were gonna support your friends no matter what.
Shut that means your killing mouth. Us.
No.
Don't shut it for me.
Okay, bottom.
Shut the fuck up.
Would you rather me do it? Would you rather me do it?
As long as I'm dead, either.
I will eat your intestines.
Do it. I fucking dare you.
Okay, come here then.
You'll find nothing. I don't eat. I'm kidding.
I'm gonna eat your intestines.
Who do you most want to sleep with out of everyone here?
I'll just say a sleepover.
Yeah.
Both of you, it's a sleepover, guys. It's just a sleepover, don't worry.
Alright.
Yeah. Sleepover time.
All of you.
Alright.
Where are you on the straight queer spectrum? Be honest.
Dude, I...
Be honest!
90% girls, 10% guys. My boyfriend is literally the only guy I will probably ever be interested in for, like, the next 3 years.
Honestly, same.
He's the only guy that I am willing to get married to.
Right now, me too. If it weren't for my boyfriend, I'd probably be a lesbian right now. But I'm gonna say that I'm a good pansexual right now. Zero?
I don't know anymore.
And that's okay. You're gay?
That is
mostly gay. Straight.
Mostly?
Mostly.
Wow, you caught me there. I don't know.
You caught me there.
You caught me there.
Okay, I'm gonna skip these because these are really weird.
Can you tell them, though? We don't have to answer them, but can we hear them?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's see.
Guys, we've been going at this for almost 50 minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The truths. Have you ever had an exciting dream about me?
No. Probably. I think, if I'm being honest, Zell, it was like within the first week we met each other, I think I had a dream about you.
What was it about?
I don't know, but I had a dream about you.
Question 2. Do you love me? Because we get insecure, bitches.
Yeah.
How many partners have you had?
Hold on, let me count. I'm kidding.
I don't count middle school. Because middle school is stupid. So other than that, 1, 2 actually. I'm smart.
Let's see. I think about 7.
I'd say 2 or 3. No, 2. No?
I got you all beat.
What?
Let's see. How many people have you kissed?
Oh, God.
Two people. I've only kissed...
This is gonna be real funny. 0, just like my name.
9.
9?
Come again?
9.
Can I be your 10th?
You have a boyfriend, I have a boyfriend.
That didn't answer my fucking question.
If I was single, yes.
Okay, if I was single, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Oh no, I don't like this question.
Alas, we're all for discomfort.
Alright, when was the time you were so turned on you couldn't stand it?
Next question.
I see. We don't have to answer this. You're just wanting me to read them out. How many times a week do you touch yourself?
Next question.
Have you done it at work?
I'm a virgin. Leave me alone.
I don't like have a job.
Oh, imagine fucking doing it in the meat freezer of Hardy. Is that you or the Beyond Burgers? Is that a double Western bacon cheeseburger in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
Oh, I'll give you a double Western, all right.
Do you like telling me what to do in bed, or do you prefer to be told what to do? So are you bottom or top?
I'm a switch.
I'm not the bottom, I'll tell you that.
I'm a switch.
I'm a switch too. What? What?
Bottom.
I...
Don't.
I will literally eat both of your asses right now.
Do it, you know.
I love two bears. Zion's all for it.
Do it, you won't.
I live 3 hours away from you. I know your address. I will come down there.
Thank God you're 1,000 away from me.
You're less than 8 hours away. I can make it.
Me?
Yes.
Oh God.
Next question.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna eat any of your asses until you consent.
I'm bottom.
Appreciate
you guys keep skipping me. We need to have a better system. For...
Oh no. The most you touched yourself in one day.
Skip.
Do you like a lot of foreplay?
What?
Do you like a lot of foreplay? Is that
the bridge?
Is that the sure.
Okay, these are cute questions.
If I had to say so, probably not. I don't know.
Let's see. Here's some good ones. What is something that you were afraid to tell me?
I'm not afraid to tell you anything. Either of you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Zero.
I'm not afraid to tell you guys anything either.
There's a couple of things that I was afraid to tell you guys. Just because, you know, I'm insecure and my anxiety's like, oh, if I tell them this, they're going to get weirded out by me and they're going to leave me and I'm not going to have any friends. So, yeah. Can you not do that while I'm fucking presenting?
Okay, are you done?
No, I'll chug my whole monster right now. Watch me.
Do it.
I don't want to show up again.
Let me hear it.
What a lovely intro. Did you just shit your pants?
I'll shit your pants.
Save some for me. Save some for me.
I threw up in my mouth.
Save some of the shit for my pants, guys.
Oh, I'm hungry. Come on, save some for me.
Something Peaches would say.
Oh, okay, God. Next question.
Oh no. If you could give me a stripper, if I had a stripper's name, what would my stripper name be?
Lil Luby.
What?
Lil Luby.
Wait, Luby?
Fucking Little Luby.
Lil Luby? What kind of name is that? Nobody gonna see me strip. With a name Lil like that, they're gonna think I'm gonna give them car insurance.
Lil Luby.
Okay, Zion, your stripper name would be... You'd be like some Monster High related name.
Draculaura?
Yeah.
Oh god.
And Zero, I could not see you ever stripping.
Because yeah. I won't.
Next question?
Yeah.
I mean, I can still give you a name if you want it.
Okay.
Let's see. You'd probably be something like, it'd be like a cute sounding name. Something animal related.
Kitten.
Kitten.
What, I'm a furry now?
Yes.
I'm kidding. But guess again, I always was.
No? Next question.
So was I.
Next question.
We knew.
Yep. Wait, what?
We've been new.
All right.
You've told us this.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
What is your favorite memory about me?
Whenever I had bronchitis and you came over. And we started coughing into my microphone.
Oh my god, I saw videos of that. And then you ended up giving me bronchitis.
Oh yeah, my god. Bronchitis.
Then we all had bronchitis.
Attack into the fucking microphone.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That was funny.
Any good memories of me, Zero?
Remember that time you slept over? You made a tent in the living room.
Oh yeah, we prank called McDonald's.
McDicken, my McChicken.
So many. Oh my god, are you done?
No.
Fucking finish then. Okay, you're done. You're done.
I don't think she is.
Fucking god!
Where do you put it all?
Well, if you can't beat them, join them.
Wait. Okay, let's hope I don't.
Podcast has come to.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Ow. I think my esophagus.
It's okay. I felt like I had internal bleeding earlier.
I think I just ripped something. I'm in so much pain. I think I just
the pain will
my
never end. The pain will never end. We're alone in this world.
I think I just
are you okay, Zero?
I think I ripped my stomach in two. I can't anymore.
Okay, next question.
Who do you hate and why? Who do you hate and why?
My non-existent father.
What's a dad?
The fuck is a dad, bro? Zero, your turn.
That bitch in the first grade where I introduced myself and she was really mean to me. I was just trying to be nice. You know, fuck her. Yeah. Fuck her. She bitch.
Okay. Go off. If I had to hate someone, it would probably be my dad. And you know who.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next question. What is the first thing you would do if you woke up one day and you were the opposite gender?
I knew it. I knew this was going to happen.
I would jerk off.
So would I, honestly. I just do a lot of, like, penis study.
I'd fold it and be like, this is dope.
You'd fold it?
I would just hold it and just be like,
I want to see if it would fit in a hot dog bun and then, like, dress it up like a hot dog and shit.
I wonder if my dick was big enough if I could put it up my ass.
It probably would be.
It really would.
Okay, so these are the answers. See if my dick would fit up my own ass, make a hot dog out of my dick, and zero was your answer.
I don't know. Actually.
Would you?
I can't burp anymore, otherwise I'm gonna burp up my small intestine.
Let's see. What sexual activity do you consider totally off limits?
Pissing in my mouth.
Ew.
Oh my god. If someone ever pissed in my mouth, I would fucking cry.
I bet. Let's see. Mine. In the butt. I can't.
No anal.
Are you telling me that you like anal?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
It just feels like that shit would hurt. If it hurts so much for you to take a shit,
I feel violated. I need this. There's a video. Oh god, this guy.
No. He better not be doing something freaky.
I can't remember his name on TikTok, but he makes the most funniest videos ever. And he was just like, you ever just taken a shit and you look back at it? And then he's like, why is that thing slinging more heat than I am? I feel violated. Like, why was I able to just take it like that?
Like, so, yes, I think that, though, sometimes. I'd be like, how the fuck did that come out? I mean, if it could come out, I did, right?
Mm-hmm. You kind of sit there like, how was I able to just take it like that?
I remember one time I took the fattest shit ever when I was in the 7th grade. And I had tissue damage from the amount of shit that I had. My asshole was so stretched. I just had a gaping ass from
that. Oh my god.
That's what happens when you eat 7 bananas. When you eat 7 bananas for 3 days straight.
Glad I'm allergic. Remember whenever you shit on the floor?
That was yesterday.
No, I did not shit on the floor.
You can't lie here. No. So.
Or
anyway, continue.
Please.
Mercy, please. No. There will be no mercy here.
Continue.
Of the people in this group, whom would you feel the most comfortable with naked?
Zelda.
Yeah.
Damn!
Yeah.
Zion, honestly.
All do is just stare at your tits.
That would be uncomfortable, wouldn't it?
I get it all the time. I work at parties in the middle of buttfuck Kansas City. I think buttfuck. I've had people staring at my tits before.
Yeah, but I get the exclusive show.
I called out an old man for staring at my tits one time.
I don't blame you. I would have been like, sir.
I literally said, sir, please. I said, sir, please. My eyes are up here. This is not an art gallery. You don't have to stare.
Oh, Jesus.
Here's your fucking big hot ham and cheese sandwich.
Here's your bit.
God. Next question.
Let's see. What is the biggest secret you've ever kept from your parents?
That I was bi. I mean, obviously, they're still homophobic, but that's okay.
Honestly? That I was into that kinky shit.
Honestly, my mom already knew that before, like, the 7th grade.
I mean, if it's my biggest secret and my parents don't know, then I probably wouldn't say it on a podcast.
Don't be shy.
Put some more.
I don't know. You guys already know, so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Next question. What is, let's see. Of the people in this room, who do you most want to, are you okay?
Continue.
No, I'm going to continue. Are you okay?
I'm going to burp up a lung.
Are you done?
I'm gonna burp up a whole rib.
You're making me
run.
Yummy. Let me just fry that stuff on the.
Wordy.
Okay.
What was the secret ingredient?
Children.
Continue, please.
Of the people in this room, who would you most want to switch lives with and why?
Zelda, because your life seems really exciting.
Zero, because I want to know what it's like to have a dad.
Oh, that's a good
point. Is
that
the only reason? Thanks.
Yes.
I would God. Love what, I want to know what it's like to have a dad.
And I want to see Remy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Zion.
Why?
It would be pretty cool to, like, you know, have a bunch of piercings. It would be neat.
Well, I just do them myself because my mom literally was just like, you're stupid. And I was like, thanks.
That's the only reason. I'm sorry.
It's not because I have a fat ass.
Yeah, that's the reason why.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Oh no, if you could erase one past experience, what would it be?
Making out in a movie theater.
Remember that one time?
Yeah, I remember that one time.
That was it. That was all I was gonna say.
I can erase one past existence, being alive or being born. That would be.
I would go back in time, and before my mom and my father had sexy time, I would tell them, "Don't."
No, I just like
before you tap it, kids.
I'll just be the little fairy that goes to my dad and said, "You should nut her mouth instead."
You should nut her mouth instead.
It'll save you a lot of money.
Wrap it before you tap it, kids.
Don't be silly. Wrap your willy.
Okay, next question.
Let's see.
Calm the fuck down. I will end this podcast.
Okay, God.
What is the most flirtatious thing you've ever done?
I slap people's asses quite a bit.
Yeah, she slapped my ass a lot.
Well, yeah.
The most flirtatious thing I've done. I pinned someone against the wall and kissed them.
Whoa. Good.
Proud of you.
Our Thank girls you. Growing up.
The little baby's growing up.
Yes.
Not a little baby. And the little baby growing up. What was That's what I fucking thought.
Oh my god. Are you okay? Calm down.
Yura, what is the most flirtatious thing you've ever done? Can you please shut the fuck up? Oh my god! At this point, you sound like you're having a gastral failure. Sounds like kidney failure.
Sounds like dinner to me.
I'm not even doing it on purpose anymore.
Spaghetti. Snickles really satisfying.
If I laugh anymore, I'm gonna piss myself, so I'll be right back.
Go piss, girl.
Go piss your own
pants. I'll piss your pants. Did I ever tell you the story of how I pet? Can you please shut the fuck up for like 2 minutes? Did I ever tell you the story of how I pissed someone else's pants?
I think so. But please inform again.
So I was on like the top of a slide, just sitting there, and one of my friends was sitting on like the bottom. And she was telling me a joke, and I found it so funny that I pissed myself laughing. But the piss went down the slide because gravity, and it wet her pants. So technically, I pissed her pants.
Ooh. That sounds exciting.
So, Emily, if you're listening to this podcast, I am fairly sorry that I pissed your pants.
Apologize.
Hold on, I got something in me. I fucking heard that. Did you? You better get all that out before Zero gets back. We've been recording for like an hour and 15 minutes.
It's yo, 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 home slices.
Home slice?
What happened while I was gone?
I was telling you, can you please? I was telling Diane about the time that I pissed someone else's pants.
Oh. Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
So, I was sitting on the slide. I was sitting at the top, and one of my friends was sitting at the bottom. And she told a joke that was apparently so funny that I peed. But yeah. Since I was sitting at the top of the slide, gravity worked. This went down the slide, and it wet her pants. So, technically, I pissed her pants.
Nice.
Good job.
Good job.
Ka-chow.
Are you lightning? Because you're my queen. My mom talking. I'll catch you later. Ka-chow!
Ka-chiga, 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 chiga, chiga.
Ka-chan.
Ka-chuger.
If you could next make, question.
If you could make one wish right this second, what would it be?
To go to Ohio so I can meet my boyfriend.
I'd wish for instant death.
Same.
No, I'd probably wish for a whole new wardrobe.
I'd wish for a whole new life.
I'd wish for I want a breast reduction. I'm tired of these big ass titties.
I'm tired of these big boobies.
You wanna try me? You neither of you have nearly as much titty as I do.
My hand is equivalent to my boob size.
My hand is equivalent to half of my titty.
Not even half.
Not even half. It's like a quarter.
Not even a quarter.
What the fuck? My tits aren't that big. Are they?
You have some pretty voluptuous boobies.
You wanna say that again? Are you sure?
Got some voluptuous boobies.
No, Zoe.
What do you mean, do I wanna say that again?
Are you sure your statement is true?
Which statement did I make? I've made like 50 statements in this past hour.
Okay, next question.
At what age did you first start having sexy thoughts? And what prompted them?
I was in fifth grade and I discovered Wattpad.
Oh yeah. That's my story too.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't like this question. Who wants to be uncomfortable?
Me.
What y'all are eager, damn. What three adjectives best describe your vagina?
What the hell?
I told you.
I skip. I'm not uncomfortable. I just don't know. I skip.
You can always
check. I'm not uncomfortable. I just don't want to
see. Let's see. What does the perfect body look like from head to toe and everything in between, in your opinion?
There is no such thing as the perfect body.
All right, anyone and everyone.
My idea as a perfect body is a body that the body's owner is comfortable in and happy in.
Yeah. Next question.
Oh no, these are weird questions. What is the weirdest thing you've ever done in front of the mirror?
In front of the mirror? Mm-hmm. I've flashed myself before. I'll just be in the mirror and I'll just pop a titty.
I would when I get out of the shower and the mirror's all steamy, I'd get up and push my ass against it and see how big my ass is.
What?
The same with my titties. I want to compare them bitches.
Jesus Christ.
You know, like my bathroom mirror or my room mirror, I just, you know, hold Remy or Sasha in front of them and tell them how much I love them. That's not really weird, but maybe it is. But yeah, that's all.
Oh no, I hate this question.
Did you guys even listen?
Yeah, he held Remy and Sasha and was in the moon. Oh, right.
Okay, Sam.
Can I read the next question?
Yes.
At what age did you first inspect your private parts, and how did you feel about them?
I was in fourth grade, and I was weirded out.
When I was in fourth grade, I had constipation problems. And
I like where this is going.
And I thought the only option was to stick my finger up my ass.
Wait a minute.
No.
Continue. I told the teacher I have to go to the bathroom, and she said, and then like, what's taking so long? And I said, my finger is in my butt. Hold on. She said, I'm calling your parents.
No,
I like my fingers in my butt. Hold on. And she's like, I'm calling your parents.
You did not.
I did. I was in the fourth grade. I thought the only way to get rid of my constipation was to stick my finger in my ass.
Well, did it work?
Yeah.
I'll save that for
next time. Let's just leave it there.
All right, next question. Let's see. Oh, no. What is the grossest thing that's ever came out of your body?
I've had a whole just meal. That's right. Just after I throw because I had food poisoning. And just a whole chicken nugget where I threw up. I don't want to talk
okay,
about
I was popping pimples one time and I came across this really big one. And I popped it, and something else came out. Like, it was a seed.
A spider?
No, it was a seed.
What the fuck?
It was an orange seed.
Are you sure?
Like, I could feel it squish out of me, and I felt it. It felt like a fucking orange seed.
Oh. Are you okay?
No. Next question, and wait, zero, please go. What's the grossest thing that's came out of your body? We want to know. Okay. What is the... Let's see. What is the most childish thing you still do? You don't want to ask me that.
I don't know. I drool a lot. I drool. That's the thing I do quite frequently.
I cry at every little thing. If I blink, I cry. If I didn't breathe correctly, I cry. I just cry a lot. I started crying because my boyfriend told me he loved me. And it just took me a minute to process it.
Aww.
And I just started crying. Like, I've heard this, like, 50 times already. Why am I just out crying?
That's like, I think the first... Never mind. I could tell the whole story of how me and Seth fucking met, and it's crazy.
I remember when Aaron told me he loved me for the first time. And that was a year ago. The first time he's ever.
Wow.
And I cried. I cried like a baby. You know, for being my brother, you could have at least told me you love me a couple more times.
Please and thank you.
Yo, what fucking time is it?
It is 5:13.
Holy shit.
Whoa, guys.
Yes?
You know how I DM'd the Trent Reznor Imagines person? Bone removal without approval?
Oh no, did they put that in one of their Imagines?
No, they said do that to me.
Oh my god, yes.
And I said, I sent it to the group chat. Imagine Trent kicking you in the throat for liking the Smashing Pumpkins. Okay, I'm sorry. Off topic.
What is the biggest dating disappointment you've experienced so far?
Mine was we weren't even together, really. But we dated 4 days, and then he just didn't want to be seen with me.
One of my exes cheated on me with their sister.
Quirky.
I'm so such a crackhead.
I'm such a crackhead. Oh my god.
I can't take this anywhere. I'm gonna go cheat on you with my sister now. Like, bitch. Am I that bad to where you have to actually cheat on me with your sister?
I hate it. I hate that. Okay. There was this one guy who was really manipulative and stuff.
I'll kick his ass.
Please.
Yeah.
And he was really pushy. I didn't like it.
All right, I'm out of truth questions.
Give me his address.
Yeah, me too. If you give me his phone number, I can find out.
Oh my god, he lives in Kansas somewhere.
Hold up.
Oh,
30 minutes away, bitch.
Dude, wait. Let me see if I still.
Give me his number. I can find it. I can find out his address, his social media, his IP address, everything right now. I can figure out how many people live in his house.
Wait, I have him on
Face?
I have him on
Face. I have him on Face.
Ew. He's so old.
Me. My dad when he saw me for the first time.
He's a furry.
Oh my god, when he saw me for the first time.
Oh god.
He uses those Snapchat face filters. I want to kill myself.
Oh my god.
Ew.
Alright, give me the fucking... Okay. I can get it. If you give me his email, I can find him. If you can find out his email, I can find him. You good? Okay. Interesting. Is that so? Yo, hold up. I just found my dad. Oh my, he has two phone numbers. Who wants his phone number? Who wants his phone number?
I'll
give you both of them.
Give me his phone
number. He's listening on the 75 and up. My dad! Ew. Oh my god.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, what? Ew!
What? What are you
doing? He's a furry.
Yeah, he's a furry.
Here, I can look up his name and get it.
I forgot podcast.
We looking up X's now, and literally, I'm just looking.
I forgot about podcast. Should we end it here and then just do a regular call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Anyways, this has been Triple C's. Have a good night.
Shit show. Thank you for listening to our...